You're listening to the Lone Star Gridiron Sports Network.
What's up? What's up? We are back at it again. It's Matt Davidson, and I got my brother from another mother, Mark Henry, the man, the myth, my legend, my guy. What's up, Mark?
Man, what's going on, man? Little hiatus there for the summer, man, but we back in effect. The 2020 season is just about upon us. Man, everybody's been staying blessed. Myself and Matt, LL and Dan Keck, Top Texas Prospect Show. We're about to get into some recruiting, man. We're going to switch it up a little bit here to start. Talk about some of the things that we've seen, some of the kids coming into 2020 that have been rising this week. Some offers have come out. So we're about to get deep in it. Top Texas Prospect Show.
That's right. It is the Top Texas Prospect Show, available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and every podcast platform that you can think about, including Stitcher and Anchor as well. We'd like to say a special thanks to the LSG Podcast Network and the LSG Network. Thank you to Chris and Terry and everyone that supports us with the Lone Star Gridiron Network. We appreciate that.
Imagine a game where you can pit the greatest Texas high school football teams of all time against each other. Before now, if you wanted to see the Permian Panthers of Friday Night Lights fame play Johnny Manziel's 2010 Kerrville squad, you were stuck with only your imagination. Not anymore. This new game allows you to play those dream matchups. 1983 Dangerfield, only allowed 8 points all season. 2015 Katy, 10 shutouts en route to their fourth straight championship appearance. 2008 Allen, their first of 5 championships in the state's largest classification, and so many more. Friday Night Legends is that game. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Friday Night Legends.
To get your copy of Friday Night Legends, the game, head over to FridayNightLegends.com.
So let's jump right into it, Mark. You went to a lineman football camp last week, I believe. You saw a lot of big, talented big boys getting pancaked and getting pancakes. Would you like to talk about some of those guys that really stood out to you?
Yes, sir. Shout out to Coach O and Trench Warfare. And I went to the Trench Bullies camp put on by Coach O and Coach Brandon Tucker. Shout out to those two guys, man. Good friends, good guys out there that are trying to help kids get noticed, man. It was a lot of big-time talent out there. I'll start with the middle school to 2023 and 2024 group. This group came in the morning. Young group, but, I mean, very, very talented. Some guys that I hadn't seen or heard of. But one guy that stuck out to me was a young freshman. He's about to be a freshman now. They called him Tank. I mean, he was a beast all day. I mean, a young man, he's at Arlington Oak Ridge High School right now. He was a beast, man. I mean, I'm telling you, he might have been short in stature, but he was very, very powerful. Very powerful at the line of attack. Gave, man, guys 2 or 3 years older than him experience. His name is Corian Thomas, but you can find him on Twitter at Hit Like Tank. That's HITLIKE Tank. TANK, one of the Trench Bullies. He was the MVP on the defensive side, about 5'9", about 245. But, I mean, just a bull, man. Strong at the point of attack. I mean, if you go online, you can go to Trench, at Trench Warfare, at TWFT Training. You can see some of the footage. I will post some of that footage on the Top Texas Prospect Show Twitter here this weekend. I mean, he was just, I mean, he's like a tank. He hit like a tank. Quick, short to it. I mean, he got by guys that were twice his size, guys that had been on the varsity level, some guys that had offers already. He actually attended both camps with the high school guys, the 2021s and 2022 guys that already had offers. I mean, we're talking about tackles and guards that, you know, with varsity experience. And this young man was impressive. Look out for Corian Thomas. He's at Arlington Oak Ridge right now. He's going to be a freshman. I mean, he was very, very impressive. I thought that for someone that I'd never seen or heard of before, he was really, really good. So, you know, shout out to him. Also, one of the standouts was a young man. He's headed to DeSoto. I think he's the 2024 guy, Caleb Mitchell. He's been in the Trench Warfare camp for a little while, working with Coach Tucker. long and lean. I mean, got off the ball. This young man is going to be a standout for years to come at DeSoto. You're going to hear Caleb Mitchell's name come up as an edge rusher. Very impressed with him, quick off the ball. When he put his hands in the dirt, he gets by. He has a rip move. I mean, he had everything that you want to see from an edge rusher. Look out for him. I also want to talk about the young man who we've seen before, Matt Caleb James, out of Nolan Catholic. He's was a true freshman on the varsity level last year, coming in as a sophomore over at Nolan Catholic High School, 6'5", 235, lean. We first met Caleb last year. You know, he was a very tall kid, but Matt, he's probably put on about 25 pounds of muscle. You know, we see a lot of Caleb's highlights on Twitter, what he's doing, what he's working out. But this was the first time I'd seen him since the football season when Nolan Catholic went out in the playoffs. I mean, and he looks great. I mean, his get off on the ball, off the ball, first step. He's got a spin move. He's got his hand placement was superb. I mean, Caleb James, by the time he graduates, is going to have every offer and be able to go wherever he wants to go. He's already picked up several offers this spring and summer, and the football season hasn't started. So look out for Caleb James. He's a rising sophomore over at Nolan Catholic High School in the Fort Worth area, one of the top TAPS programs in the state of Texas. You can check out Caleb's Twitter at K-A-L-E-B-Z. That's B-E-A-Z-Y, Flex 1. Caleb James, defensive end. At the Trench Bullies, put on by Trench Warfare and Coach O. I mean, these guys have been doing this for a while. It was a very organized camp. You know, a lot of times you go to camp sometimes and they get so wound up with what they're doing that they don't keep track of time. But everything was well organized. Everything was safe with COVID going on. Everybody had the mask on, social distancing. It was great to see that these kids actually got the opportunity to get out and get some love from a lot of the scouts were there, as well as media people just like myself were there. So, I mean, this was a great camp that put on it. And we're going to move a little bit to the offensive side, Matt, for the next couple of players that I'll talk about. The MVP on the offensive side for the camp was Hunter Smith, 6'5", 320. I mean, this kid he didn't lose one rep. He also was very, very sharp. He was a leader out there. I mean, you could see that the guys, you know, a lot of times on these camp circuits, the guys, you know each other and, you know, they competed. I mean, sometimes you had ripped shirts and stuff. It was great to see. But this guy had his stuff together. I mean, he didn't lose a rep. He hadn't given up a sack all year last year. He's at Rockwall Heath High School, 6'5", 320. And then the really surprising tackle or offensive tackle he got honorable mention was Xavier Leonard. Now, we're talking about a lean athlete that looks like he could play on either side of the ball, could play tight end. He was about 6'4", about 260. And he was Arlington Sam Houston High School. He picked up two offers since the weekend from University of Incarnate Word and McMurray University. So his stock is rising. I mean, this kid was strong, powerful. He didn't lose many reps. If he gets his hands on you, it's over with. Xavier Leonard from Arlington Sam Houston High School, you got to go and check this kid out. I mean, he's got big-time tackle ability written all over. You know, with Arlington Sam Houston, Matt, as you know, they're in a district with Grand Prairie and South Grand Prairie this year. So you'll probably get a chance to see this young man perform. He was stellar out there in the camp. And, you know, he's going to be a rising tackle in the DFW area for the class of 2021.
I saw online that there is a offensive lineman from Highland Park that just got offered by UT. His name's Jack Lerner. And I've actually spoken with the show before, I think, off the record and stuff. So that's another big deal. I don't want to get too far off the lineman, but I noticed that, you know, speaking of University of Texas, that Quinn Ewers, quarterback at South Lake Carroll, just committed to the University of Texas, and he is the number one player in his class. You just want to talk about what all that shaped up like on Twitter today, where it looks like University of Texas picking up some traction with this future class.
Well, for Texas, this is a big get. Right now, in the recruiting world and in the college football world, and definitely in the state of Texas, right now, the knock on Texas A&M, since they're the two bigger schools, is they're not keeping the in-state talent in-state. So Quinn Hughes from South Lake Carroll committing is a big deal. He's the number one QB in the class of 2022. Led South Lake Carroll deep into the playoffs and until they got knocked off by Duncanville, I believe, in the playoffs. So South Lake is a breeding ground for quarterbacks. They have a Riley Dodge is a quarterback that won state, and he competed at receiver and quarterback there. I mean, he's a legend over there. Probably in the Hall of Fame in South Lake, I'm sure. His father is head coach Todd Dodge at Austin Westlake. Quinn has shown us and shown the world that he's the top quarterback in that class. He's put up the numbers. He's got the size. So Texas had to do this. This is something that could turn the tide as far as getting Texas back to where they need to be nationally and not just in the state of Texas. So this was a big thing. Twitter was a buzz, as I'm sure you saw this afternoon or late this evening. Really, it was this afternoon when the news came out. And ever since then, it's blowing up. You know, shout out to Texas for really bringing this one home. Now, he still has two more years to play with this year and the following year to play. So early commitment like that could turn a class, you know, the class of 2022 around. And could turn, you know, nationally turn it around, because Texas has not kept in-state talent here at the quarterback position, especially in probably a decade or so. When the University of Texas is good or has been good or national championship scene, they've always had a dominant quarterback, being Vince Young and Colt McCoy. And now you got Sam Ehlinger, who, man, I saw some film of him in the last 2 weeks that Texas has been practicing. And Ehlinger looks like he's ready to go. It's like he's trimmed. He was already a big guy. And he looks like he's ready to go. So we'll see what happens with the season right now. The Big 12 is deciding to go on and press on with their season. So we'll see. But Quinn Ewers is a big-time get for the University of Texas. I mean, Twitter was a buzz. And, you know, a lot of the Longhorn Nation is celebrating right now.
Yeah, so let's just talk about – I don't want to get too far off of high school, but I was wanting to jump in. You know what? We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about the Pac-12 and the Big Ten canceling their football seasons and what that means for recruits that could have went there. It is the Top Texas Prospect Show, brought to you by the LSG Network.
This show is brought to you by the book, All I Need to Know, I Learned from My Texas High School Football Coach, a handbook of wisdom for parents, young people, and yes, even coaches. Head over to www.learnedfromcoach.com and order your copy to support sharing the stories of these great coaches and leaders. That's learnedfromcoach.com.
Our last game, Friday Night Legends, was a big hit. And now you can play the greatest college football teams of all time against each other. Before now, if you wanted to see the 2019 LSU Tigers play the 2001 Miami Hurricanes squad, you were stuck with only your imagination. Not anymore. This new game allows you to play those dream matchups. 1945 Army Black Knights, considered by many to be the greatest team in the history of college football. 2014 Ohio State Buckeyes, featuring Ezekiel Elliott, head coach Urban Meyer, and offensive coordinator Tom Herman. 2005 Texas Longhorns knocked off number one ranked USC for their fourth national championship, and so many more. Saturday Legends is that game. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Saturday Legends.
Get your copy at www.saturdaylegends.com.
All right, we are back at it, the Top Texas Prospect Show. Mark, so let's just jump into it. So the Big Ten cancels their fall season and says there is a chance for spring, and then the Pac-12 follows suit, and then you get a statement from the SEC, and you get a statement from the ACC coming out and saying that they're going to keep an eye on things and keep a track on the COVID numbers, and if something happens with that, then they would come out with something else. But as far as we know, the Big 12 is still going to play. And what do you think that means for recruits that have committed to those schools that are from the state of Texas?
Well, I think the guys that are committed already, you better, to me, if it was me and it was my son, you need to go ahead and find a place to commit now, because the uncertainty of what's going to happen in the next 6 months to a year, we still don't know. You know, you had most of the conferences, Pac-12 and the Big Ten, two of the Power Five schools have pushed their seasons back to the spring. You got the SWAC is going to the spring. JUCO football has been pushed back to the spring. The Southland Conference just came out yesterday, and they're pushing their season to the spring, or they're just canceling it, period. You got the WAC, where Tarleton State is going to be a new D1 program. Looking forward to this fall in Stephenville, and they're not going to be able to play because they pushed back. You got some of the guys that are already committed or going to graduate in December and go to school in January. So the uncertainty right now, you don't know. And the way it affects recruiting right now as well is that some of the guys that are going to be there now that are missing their senior years have got the okay to have another extra year to play if they don't get to play this year. That's going to cause a logjam as far as the schools giving out the scholarships now. You only got 85 scholarships at the Division I level for football. So if you got your seniors still there that got the extra year, and you got guys that you're promising or you know, they're handing out these offers, it's going to hurt recruiting a lot if you don't get in where you where you fit in, so to speak. So, you know, the biggest thing is if you got an offer and it's the right offer for you, go ahead and commit. And I think that's why you saw Quinn Ewers, the South Lake Carroll quarterback, commit today. Then I saw this week that the quarterback from Cedar Hill, Caden Salter, is going to go ahead and graduate, and he'll be going to Tennessee in January. So that's the smart thing to do. Right now, I mean, that's not something that just happened overnight. You know, we've seen that in the last 5 years where kids commit early and graduate in December. We had Ken Seals from Weatherford do the same thing. He's been at Vandy since January, and he's looking to be the starter coming out if Vanderbilt does play. You know, Ken Seals, shout out to him, is going to be starting quarterback or in the mix. You know, I've been seeing things and reading about him. So that's the norm, especially at the quarterback position, for kids to commit early and go ahead and graduate early and get on campus as early as possible to compete for a starting position. So, you know, if you got an offer and it's the right one, you better go ahead and take it, because it's not going to be promised to you. You know, with August 1st turning out this year, that's when the 2021s could commit, and that's when the official offers started to come out. You know, we see offers come out all the time, and sometimes those are fake offers, and sometimes those are just offers that are not really offers. So you have to, you know, distinguish that, you know, what's not an offer, what's a committable offer. And, you know, that's the big thing in recruiting right now. But as of August 1st, that's when all the official offers started to come out.
You're listening to the Top Texas Prospects Show on the LSG Sports Network, the authority on Texas high school football.
Well, I read online about the ACC coach, Manny Diaz of the U, you know, Miami. And he says, quote, "You cannot catch the coronavirus playing football, but you can catch it outside of the building and bring it in the building. And I've got to give all the credit to our players. They've done a great job of following what we've asked them and being smart and making the right decisions," Diaz said. So hopefully that's a sign that the ACC will be able to play for one of the schools that's in the ACC. And a matter of fact, one of the schools that's in one of the highest COVID cases states, being in Florida. So I mean, I see it, and I've seen rumors saying that maybe the ACC and SEC and Big 12 will actually all collaborate and try to do something. Yeah.
Right. Right. And then you had
Miami's also had zero cases as well.
And that's correct. And then you have Scott Frost in Nebraska, who came out and said that, you know, Nebraska wants to play, you know, and they may go ahead and make a schedule outside of Big Ten play. And then one of the commissioners or upper, you know, officers in that league came out and said if Nebraska plays, that they're going to be out of the Big Ten. So it's a lot of things going on. You know, you also had Nick Saban come out this week and said the kids would be safer there in the program than they would be not playing or not being in school. It's a lot of big time politics going on here, a lot of jockeying for position. The commissioners, the ADs of each Power Five conference did meet over the weekend, and they had a big discussion. You know, Sunday and Monday, the big talk was everybody knew that the Pac-12, it was leaked that the Pac-12 and Big Ten were going to postpone their seasons. But, you know, the ACC, Trevor Lawrence has been one of the big advocates for playing, you know, kind of saying that, you know, some of the guys, football is all they have, and they are better off playing than being idle or not having football. So I think we're losing the importance here is that they're student athletes first, so they can still There's no reason you still shouldn't be going to school, whether it's on, you know, a virtual thing online. You know, they still should be going to school at the same time. But I was having a conversation with someone that I am very good friends with this week, and some of these bigger programs have kind of isolated the teams. So, you know, everybody's really started to practice. But it may be a thing where the kids, the team, the staff, that's including trainers, anybody that's around the team, they're going to be kind of quarantined off, because you don't want someone to go off and, you know, be, you know, let's say go to a barbecue. Then you go out and you're mingling with somebody at a barbecue. You come back to the practice with team, and then you affect the coach here. You affect the trainer there. You affect somebody that's filming the practices, which they do. And then there it is spread through the team. So, you know, it may be that if they're going to play, they're going to have to be kind of quarantined away from their families and friends while they're playing in the season. So, you know, that's how some of the bigger programs are keeping everybody safe as of right now.
And I can tie that into with our Texas players. You know, you got to think, some of these guys that have committed to a Pac-12 school, like, you know, Keith Miller committing to Colorado and then finding out he's not going to be able to have a chance to play. I know they get another year of eligibility, but that's got to be a big bummer. You know, to really have your hopes up, and then you think this COVID stuff's going to go away, and then it just stays. I mean, we could tie that into the schools. I mean, schools have been mostly delayed until after Labor Day up here in the DFW area. And with all that being said, I'm wondering, if the Big 12 does cancel, does that force the hand of the UIL? Because the UIL's already came out and said that they're going to let different TV networks work deals and different sports entities work deals with high schools to be able to live stream their games, because they're not expecting to have fans. And I'm going to be one that's going to be doing play-by-play for GPISD, for Grand Prairie and South, with all that being said, if we do have a season. So you just want to talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think the UIL is monitoring closely what college football is doing right now. In some circles, if college football folds, people believe that UIL's going to fold, which right now we don't think that's true. 4A and below has already kind of started practicing. They started August 3rd. And also volleyball as well. Some of the first volleyball games were this week up in Argyle, and some of the lower classifications got a chance to start. It's just going to be dependent on if they can keep the virus from being spread and keep the numbers down low. You know, that's the big thing. And the kids will have to be safe as well. And then if you remember back, I want to say the end of June, or the mid-June, probably July, when they had the first conditioning workouts, well, everybody got the order that they had to stop with the workouts because, you know, we had some people down in Beaumont, West Orange Stark, had to delay or cancel conditioning. Several schools in the Houston area had to delay conditioning or stop. So they dropped the hammer on that mandatory lockdown or stopping of conditioning up until the practice just start for the 4A, 1A, and 6-man and below lower classifications on August 3rd. So it's just going to be a wait-and-see thing. I think if the lower classifications come out and it's not a big thing where people are getting sick or catching the virus or spreading through a team or community at large, then you got September with the 6A and 5A bigger classifications. They're chomping at the bit. They're waiting. And I think, you know, coaches talk. So, you know, they're friends, you know, they communicate with each other. How's this going? You know, what are you guys doing here to keep everybody safe? And it's going to be up on the school districts and those coaching staffs to clean, to keep the kids apart, keep the coaches apart, have your coaches and everybody, the training staff, they have to wear masks. This is going to be a big deal. We're going to see. I actually saw a live game in Utah tonight that was on Facebook Live between West Jordan and East Jordan up in Utah, and they were playing. So, you know, it just depends on how everything's going to go. You know, right now it's such an uncertainty. Everybody's afraid. So, you know, it's going to be about protecting the kids. And then, you know, they're trying to get the kids back to school as well. So, you know, it's going to be a school district by school district type thing to see if this thing is going to continue.
Well, I'm really hoping there could be a vaccine so we could feel a little more certain. I know all the way to the NFL level, Jerry Jones has already come out and said that they will have bans, which was really eye-opening and shocking to a lot of states that have already said that they're not going to allow fans to be at games like the one that's going to open up in Los Angeles with the LA Rams and the Dallas Cowboys, there to be no fans there. So that was kind of shocking to a lot of people. But, you know, Jerry's Jerry. Jerry's going to try to make his money, and Jerry said he's going to go by whatever guidelines that are the state guidelines. But I don't know what Greg Abbott, the governor's, you know, I don't know what his actual guidelines are for that type of thing. I know that I've talked to the athletic director, Gary Bartel, from Grand Prairie ISD, by him, you know, getting me to commit to do play-by-play for online football games to be streamed. And he basically told me, we're only going to do probably 25% crowd. He said, we might not even have a band in the stands. Like, we don't know. I mean, we can just kind of touch on that, and then I'll let you close out with your final thoughts, and then we're gonna wrap up our summer edition for the Top Texas Prospects Show, closing out the summer.
It's going to be seen right now. If you look at Major League Baseball and in a bubble with the NBA, and they're about to kick off the playoffs. You know, the Rangers, you know, locally, and all the MLB teams have been piping in noise. They got fake fans in the stands, and everything seems to be going all right, except for the Florida Marlins, you know, having a COVID outbreak, and they shut them down for a couple of weeks, and I think everything's back to normal. So, you know, if it's going to be a wait and see type thing, I believe that we're going to have some form of football, but we just don't know how or when. You know, they have a contingency plan to start late in September. And most likely it's going to be kind of like a district type schedule. You know, teams, you know, are still scrambling for games. I'm pretty sure you know this, but Duncanville was looking for a game earlier this week that I saw. You know, it's several open dates on their schedule. And, you know, they're scrambling looking for somebody to play because they had a couple of big time matches coming up. North Shore in Houston and Galena Park, they were looking for a game here and there last month. So, you know, teams are trying to still fill out their schedules. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I do not think we play a full 10-game season. It may be, like I said, district only. It looks like that's what it's going to, with the bigger schools in 5A and 6A starting, I believe, September 8th is the first time that they can actually start practicing. So, you know, it's something to be seen. You know, right now we're all kind of, you know, at the starter line and waiting for them to shoot the pistol to say go. But
definitely say go and go back to what you're talking about with the fan noise. I don't know if high schools are going to be able to replicate that genuine fan noise of the fans with the right. Noise makers in the crowd with the jars of pennies and, you know,
exactly,
you know, all of that. And just having your dance teams there cheering. And
right. And that's what I was going to say, too. The band is a major factor at any high school event. I mean, you got, you know, a school like Richland, you know, has a really good band. You know, I did a lot of their games over the past few years, in the last 5 or 6 years, and they have one of the best bands. Cedar Hill or DeSoto, you know, those guys, Skyline, they have great bands. And Allen's band, oh, my God. I mean, you're talking about one of the biggest bands in America. So,
and Duncanville's band is second to none as well.
That's right. So, I mean,
so if you take away their bands and you don't give the players something to jump to, I think it's going to be a lot more like a scrimmage for a lot of these games.
Right, but the big thing is, do you want to play or do you not? So they're going to tune that out. You know, once the ball is kicked off and the whistle is blown, and you know, this time of the year that grass starts to smell a certain way, it's football season. So, you know, their natural instincts will take over.
Well, Mark, I'm going to let you have your final thoughts. My final thoughts, I would just like to tell everybody, thank you for being patient with us. We took the whole summer off due to a lot of stuff with coronavirus and a lot of time that we had to spend with our families. Mark got his son ready for college, and I spent a lot of time just taking care of my kids. I'm a school teacher, so now I'm back at school getting ready for all of that. And Mark has been on the grind. You know, he works in the medical field, so this has been really tough on Mark and his family. You know, he has to quarantine himself pretty much every day away from his family. And so, you know, Mark, I'll just let you kind of touch on that. And this will be the final cap of our summer show leading into the fall.
Well, also, man, Matt, we're just appreciative, man. You know, we talk probably once or twice a week. And, you know, we've been keeping this thing going. My final thoughts and my final shout out back on to recruiting is shout out one of our top Texas prospects, one of the friends of the show, Stephon Boogie Johnson. Picked up two offers this week. One from Lancaster High, excuse me, he goes to Lancaster High School, 6'1", 179 pounds, class of 2022, three-star receiver. Picked up a big-time offer from SMU locally. Had a good talk with Coach Samples this week, and also an Arizona State offer this week for this young receiver. A great route runner. His catch rate is big-time. I mean, look for this kid to light it up with, you know, I've been saying it to anybody that listens. Lancaster is my pick for 5A champion in this state this year. I'm riding with those guys. I've been saying it since we've been talking about it, but look out for Boogie Johnson. His recruiting is picking up. He had a U of H offer already. He's had several offers, a Kansas offer. He had, a Missouri offer, if I'm not mistaken. Two big offers for him this week. Shout out to Boogie, you know, one of the top Texas prospects. If you go back to, you can go back on Apple iTunes or Spotify and listen to Boogie's interview, man. Great kid. We're looking for big things out of him going into his junior year. Top Texas Prospect Show is here to stay. Myself, Matt, LL, Mayor, and Dan, the man behind the plan, Dan Keck. You know, we are thankful that we still have this platform. We're not going anywhere. We're just picking up steam here. And, you know, we'll be bringing you new recruiting news every week. You can follow us on the LSG Network as well. Also, the Twitter is at TXTP Show. The website is txtpshow.com. My Twitter is at MarkHen44 or On The Mark Sports. Matt, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
They can find me at MDZGo. And again, my final thoughts, just to be clear real quick, he wasn't talking about Coach Samples from Duncanville. He was talking about his son, Rashad Samples, the recruiting coordinator for SMU University. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome that, you know, you hear a lot of Samples going around with that young generation coming up of Samples.
That's right. Coach Rashad Samples. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We're excited to be able to know those guys. And, you know, he follows me on Twitter. And Rashad Samples is a great recruiter. He's a great leader. And he coaches wide receivers. And I think he's the offensive coordinator for SMU, if I'm not mistaken. And he was at UT. And a lot of people thought that he was going to stay with Herman at UT. But SMU snagged him up. And that was a smart get for SMU because it has really turned around their program.
Well, it's really turned around recruiting in the Dallas area. A lot of homegrown talent is starting to turn their eyes to the hilltop over there, you know, right off of I-75 in the middle of Dallas. I mean, some big-time recruits are coming their way. Look for SMU to really be good, I would say, in the next 5 years. I mean, they had a run this year with Shane Bouchel, and they were undefeated for a while. Almost cracked the top 10, and then they had a couple of losses there at the end. But, you know, you don't want to see this SMU squad. You know, I would hate to say it, and I'm a UT fan, but Texas isn't scheduling SMU. Even OU is not scheduling SMU. TCU and SMU won't play each other this year because of everything that's going on. They just couldn't work it out. But, I mean, that's one of the top rivalries in the country that people may not know about outside of Texas. But the iron skillet between TCU and SMU usually has some of the best talent in Texas in it. So, you know, shout out to the coaching staff over there at SMU. They're doing their thing and keeping some homegrown talent home.
Amen. Right on. Well, without further ado, we're going to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. Special shout out to Chris and Terry with the Lone Star Gridiron, the Lone Star Podcast Network, and the Lone Star LSG Network. And we would like to give a shout out to Spotify and Apple iTunes and all of our platforms that we are on. And you can find us on Twitter at TXTP Show. And you can find us on our website at www.txtpshow.com. All right. Thank you for tuning in. Top Texas Prospect Show.
Thanks for listening to the Top Texas Prospects Show. You can support us by subscribing to the show in your favorite podcasting platform. You can support the show by giving us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts and by sharing Top Texas Prospects Show.
Hey, did you know that Lone Star Gridiron does mini helmets? Yeah, custom-designed mini helmets that match your school. When quality and attention to detail are important, choose authentic Lone Star Gridiron mini helmets. Our library currently has hundreds of different Texas high school football teams. If you don't see your helmet, reach out to us about creating one. And hey, they make the coolest fundraisers for your booster clubs. Go to LoneStarGridiron.com and look for mini helmets on the top menu bar.